Blackstone Audio presents Untouchable, a novel by Scott O'Connor. For Karen. 1. They come in the abandoned hour of the night, moving through quiet arterial streets, empty intersections, past gated storefronts and darkened windows, homeless men curled into bus stop shelters, prostitutes walking the desolate concrete stretches. They come in a pair of white Ford Econolines, identical vans, flanks unmarked, windowless and blank. They sit parallel at stoplights, and the drivers raise their eyebrows at each other and yawn, sip coffee from styrofoam cups, roll forward when the lights change toward the motel, the apartment complex, the house in the hills. There is always someone waiting when they arrive, someone standing in the driveway or doorway, looking more than a little shell-shocked, still not quite able to believe what they've seen, that what has happened has actually happened. The police have left, the coroner's people have left, but someone slipped them a business card on the way out, passed along a company name and a phone number, and told them to call and wait. Mothers, husbands, wives, motel night clerks, apartment managers, security guards, whoever was unfortunate enough to be the one to open the door, to walk into the room and see something they will never forget. They weren't going to call the number. There was a moment after all the noise and commotion, after the police and the coroner's people left, when the person waiting in the doorway was alone in the new silence of the place, just outside the room.